We got done early, so we had to kind of call on you quick, like.
We're on our way over here.
We're ready for you anytime you can get up there. Please identify yourselves, and you can go right at it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm John Lilly. I'm Assistant Director for the Division of State Lands. And we're here today to discuss with you or answer any questions that you might have about proposed rulemaking that we have going on in reference to easements to cross Division of State Lands managed submerged and submersible lands as well as uplands. When I was before you a few weeks ago, the committee showed some interest in particular with a certain aspect of the new rules in regards to easements for crossing state-owned submerged and submersible lands for the purposes of extracting or withdrawing water from waterways and lakes and such. Representative Jensen asked a question in regards to the statutory requirements and their genesis for why there was a requirement that the water rights have permission of the property owner to cross property with pipelines, etc. And on the 24th of October, we responded to Representative Jensen's request and copied the entire committee at the same time. So what Jeanette handed out here just a moment ago is the letter that that we provided to the committee. So I'm prepared to answer any questions that you might have.
I think that's the only I expressed concern, but I didn't really think your response was addressing the issue that I was trying to get at. That may have been because of my inability to phrase my question the right way. My understanding, as I'm trying to review this in my mind, was that there'd be a loss of a water right if an easement, if there wasn't an easement. And it has, I understand also that the water right has a 5-year use attached to it, and it would be possible for someone to have a water right that had not been used for a year, 2 years, or some period of time short of five, then to, as I was interpreting it, that they'd be losing that water right if there wasn't an easement there, even though there might not be use of the water at the time. And this was the possibility that was concerning me at the time of the question. I recognize everybody has something of an obligation to be informed. I also recognize that the practicality is that there are a lot of people sometimes that are too busy trying to make a living to keep track of everything that goes on with us here in Salem. And the loss then of the inadvertent, loss of a water right on a piece of property, at least in my part of the state, would have a very serious effect on the economic value of that property, and that's what I was trying to get at.
Mr. Co-Chair, Representative Jensen, as a result of the public comment that we've had on this rule proposal, and as a result of discussions that I've had with members of the agricultural community and other members of this body, we're working on a proposal to take to the land board at its December meeting that would call for basically a grandfathering of existing water rights and water right applications or registrations that exist that are currently existent today. Say, as an example, let's say that you had a water right on the a segment of the Rogue River, but you did not have, and that included structures that were placed upon the bed and banks of the Rogue River, which happens to be a publicly owned navigable waterway. But for whatever reason, no easement from the Division of State Lands had been acquired along with that water right. What we're proposing is that the land board's action would allow or grandfather that water right to remain on state-owned submersible land with no need for an additional application process. And we're wrestling with whether or not that would remain the case if, for example, you change your point of diversion. At this point, we're leaning towards allowing for the change of point of diversion to happen as well without the need for further documentation. But for all new water rights that were to come forward after the date of that rule, we would work with the Water Resources Department and the water right applicant to assure that they had the proper documentation to be able to occupy the publicly owned submersible land with structures in pursuit of that water right.
Just to comment on that would certainly be more money than anxiety. Okay.
Senator Mesman. Mr. Chair, I want to restate what we talked about the previous presenter, that I think you're moving in the right direction, but it seems to me that it only makes sense, even for new water rights, that it should be tied directly to the water right, an automatic easement, and reduce the cost to the Department of Division of State Lands, because the Water Resources Department has well documented where those water rights are, where the usage is, where the points of diversion are. And any change in point of diversion is also well documented. It makes no sense to me. As a matter of fact, it would reduce the cost of administration if we simply tied it directly to the water right, as long as it was a valid water right, that the water right holder would have a granted easement to access that water. As I stated in Florence, also, because there could be the argument made by some that this is a value that an individual or a private sector is getting from the use of public land. But it's my opinion that the value that the use of that easement brings to the upland properties, as well as if it's irrigation, to the production of that capacity of that easement being able to cross Division of State Lands, far outweighs the cost or the value of what the Department of Division of State Lands would generate from a fee for the easement. So to me, this is an opportunity for the state of Oregon to just be much, much more efficient. They really still have the same information and documentation. It makes sense to me that you have to have a legal easement, but if you can tie that to the water right, that would remove that whole process from it. It also makes sense to me that the Division of State Lands would want to document where those easements are. But again, as I said earlier, the Department of Water Resources very, very articulately defines where those uses are, and it's simply a matter of sharing information.
Anything further? Okay, thank you. We are, almost an hour ahead of time, and we're done. And there's only two people in the room that haven't spoken. Do you want to speak today? You don't? We're done for the day. Thank you.
Free.